9 minutes to 8, let's get the latest business news with Adam.
Thanks, Gavin. There were 1,293 initial public offerings around the world last year, worth a combined $171.8 billion. That's according to EY Global IPO Trends Report. A 39% increase in values year on year, despite volumes being largely on a par with 2024. But there is anticipation that some of the world's rapidly growing private AI companies could spark a significant rise in IPO activity this year. Fergal McAlevey is EY Ireland's corporate finance partner. He joins us now. As I say, Fergal, a significant pickup in values, volumes relatively static, and still down on that peak that we saw in 2021. Was that an outlier year, or have things just been a bit subdued since then?
Good morning. Yeah, I think it's been a bit subdued since then. I think there's been a lot of kind of upheaval politically, you know, market sentiment, and I think that started to stabilise last year. While you say the number of IPOs have been pretty flat, the values that have been raised in the market has increased quite a lot. So that gives good confidence that there's bigger companies coming to the market raising more capital.
Yeah, and there are reports now, say OpenAI, for example, eyeing up a $1 trillion flotation this year. Many other AI firms and the like waiting in the wings, as well as all other types of businesses. So could this year bring us maybe back to that kind of activity level we saw in 2021?
Yeah, you would hope so. I think there's been a lot of kind of private equity backed large firms for many years at this stage. They've gone through a couple of cycles of various investors of private equity, and we're now starting to see, hopefully, that these companies need an exit and need to return money to their shareholders, their investors. So we'd hope to begin to see, if we got one or two good IPOs in the first quarter, you could see quite a number of, you know, large private companies come to the market, particularly in the US.
And is it as simple as that sometimes, that companies are waiting to see what the market is like, what, you know, what the reaction to maybe the likes of an OpenAI might be before they decide whether they're going to move as well?
Yeah, I think they probably have a certain view on their own view on valuation, where it's at when they go out and test the market, and they kind of do that pre-work before going to an IPO to see, is there demand there for it? Is it going to support that valuation? And then how is it going to trade in the weeks post that? But I think if you had a decent run of a couple of companies doing that, you would see a pretty good response.
Looking at the breakdown of IPOs for last year, the US out in front in value terms, Hong Kong, then India, China, then Japan. Europe is lumped into the other category. Are things really that bad, Europe, that far behind others?
I don't know if it's that far behind, but I guess there's probably a lot of older industrial type companies in Europe, a lot of them kind of bigger owned, family owned businesses, where I think you've probably seen in the US, you know, it's been a lot of technology companies, particularly in India as well, where that has driven the volume there. So I think Europe is a little bit behind, definitely, but I think it's driven by the technology, particularly out of the US.
Anything on the horizon to say that activity in Europe might be picking up this year, or is it still behind the
market? Yeah, I think it's still behind. Like, I think you just have a slower capital markets in Europe, and I think you have that value and volume of capital in the US, which really drives.
The issue for the Irish Stock Exchange in recent years has been holding on to firms. We saw Dalata, one of the more recent departures. We've seen other big firms like Paddy Power leave, CRH and so on. Any signs of that trend reversing, or anything that can be done with Euronext Dublin to try and attract companies or hold on to companies?
Yeah, I think they've launched a new program, the Access Market, where we saw one company list pre-Christmas, Cenus, a kind of a software company. So I think that is giving companies an alternative channel to private equity or to debt that you can raise, even if you're not a large cap. Because I guess in the US, you take a view that you probably need to be north of $1 billion of valuation before you can take a US listing, whereas this is designed specifically for smaller companies who need capital to grow and scale.
The draw, though, is always towards the US, though, as you say. There's just that much money there that if you're in any way of a big company, that's where you're going to go for a flotation.
Right? Yeah, that's it. Like, the capital is in the US, the liquidity is there. You know, I think that's one of the things that probably Europe probably doesn't have enough of, is enough capital, and where shares don't trade regularly enough, the share price can drift slower and slower for no reason, bar just lack of capital supporting it.
Fergal McAlevey, EY Ireland's corporate finance partner, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.